Chalaper Gimel Mishnah Gimel. We build on what we said in the previous Mishnah, that there's that moment of truth, the moment of Gilgul, when you thoroughly mix the flour and water together, and that's when the chi of Chala kicks in. And if at the time that that moment occurs of Gilgul, for whatever reason, the dough is exempt from the Chala obligation, it will always be exempt. So in the previous Mishnah, we talked about a Meduma mixture, a mixture of Truma and Chulin together, and we said that's exempt. This Mishnah will talk about a different exemption, and that exemption is when it's not privately owned. So the pasuk requires ariso seichem, the first of your doughs, but it's your doughs, which we darshan, your personal dough, velo isa shel hekdesh, not the dough that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So if dough ends up being the Beis HaMikdash's property, and at the time the Beis HaMikdash's property, the gilgul occurs, that dough will be exempt from the chala obligation. Now just the backstory, so you can make sense of what's going on over here, it was acceptable, maybe even common to do, I don't know, for people to consecrate their possessions and give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, if it's the kind of thing the Beis HaMikdash has no use for, so then there's a kedushas dam, like an extrinsic economic value to this product which is now given to the Beis HaMikdash, but the Beis HaMikdash will want to monetize that by selling it to somebody else and deconsecrating it. So in the case of dough, what in the world the Beis HaMikdash going to do with their dough? I mean, maybe they have Kohanim to feed, in which case they would feed them to Kohan, perhaps, but more likely than not, they don't want your dough. They need the money, the value of the dough. So what will happen is someone else will purchase the dough, or you yourself could deconsecrate the dough onto money. The money now gets invested with the sanctity, the hektish, the kedusha, and goes to the Beis HaMikdash, and the dough becomes deconsecrated and now can be eaten by whoever you want. We've seen that many times before. So in real life, what might have happened is that a woman, let's say, is kneading her dough. She says, oh, this dough is amazing. This is the greatest dough I've ever seen. I would love to give this dough to God, so to speak. So she'll be makdashit. But now, what's the Beis HaMikdash going to do with this dough? So then she will then deconsecrate it, perhaps, putting money aside so she can eat the dough, and then the money goes to Beis HaMikdash. So that's the kind of thing a person might do, and if you ask, why didn't she just give the money in the first place? The answer is she could, but it's not the same, of course, as giving the dough and then deconsecrating it, which she might want to do. So, for like, I'll call it emotional reasons, but for, you know, certainly understandable and great reasons to direct one's good feelings and one's best things to Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash is certainly very meritorious and great. So something like that is happening over here. We're going to have a woman who's going to dedicate her dough to the Beis HaMikdash, and then she's going to reclaim it for herself, let's say, for argument's sake, she does the reclaiming, the pidyon, the redemption. So if at the moment of truth, meaning at the moment the gilgul occurs on this dough, it belonged to the Beis HaMikdash, it'll be exempt. But if she was makdashit, she gave to the Beis HaMikdash after it had been gilgul had occurred, or she redeems it prior to gilgul and then she needs it herself, in those cases, since the gilgul happens when it's in her possession, it's her private dough, it'll be obligated in challah. That's the Mishnah. Inside the Mishnah says, Higdisha isasa, if a woman consecrated her dough, ad shelo hidgilgula, prior to her having kneaded it thoroughly. So then, no obligation for challah is kicked in. Ufa da'a, and then she redeems it. She, the woman, redeems the dough back, again, prior to gilgul. So now, when she kneads it, chayaves, it'll be obligated in challah, because the moments of truth of gilgul occurred under her private ownership. And similarly, if misha gilgula, after she kneaded the dough, then she was makdishit, she gave it to the Beis HaMikdash, the obligation already is kicked in. And that being the case, ufada'asa, when she redeems it back from the Beis HaMikdash, she's getting dough that's obligated in challah, and therefore chayeves, she has to separate the challah when she gets it back. But hikdishata ad shelo gilgula, if she consecrates the dough prior to gilgul, so it's not thoroughly, the moment of truth hasn't occurred, and then the gilgula hagizbar, the functionary of the Beis HaMikdash does the kneading of the dough, so meaning that the chi of challah kicks in, the gilgul, the moment of truth occurs under the auspices and ownership, dough's ownership is by the Beis HaMikdash, not by a private person. Therefore, it's not ariso seichem, and therefore it's exempt from the challah requirement. V'achar kach pada'ata, after the gilgul occurs, she, let's say, redeems her own dough back again, then patura, that dough will be exempt from the challah obligation forever. Shebishas chovasa, because at the moment of truth, when the obligation would have kicked in, haisa patura, it was dough that was exempt from the challah obligation.